Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 21. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à cet épisode de Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. This is Episode 21, the first in our second half of Season 3. We're going to be continuing to follow the stories of Alf, Veronica and Katie. This week, we're with Alf, and he's going to be updating us on how he's getting on renovating his house in the south of France, and we'll also be hearing how he is improving his French by getting to know some of the locals. Alors, est-ce que vous êtes prêts? Allez, c'est parti! As usual, we're going to begin by listening to Alf's text in full, after which we'll go through the text, picking up on one or two of the language points used and helping you understand what Alf says. If you'd like a line-by-line analysis of the text with further practice on the language used, then you can use our premium materials. Coffee Break French Season 3 is available to purchase at coffeebreakfrench.com, and this will give you access to the full version of this recording and also lesson notes in PDF and EPUB format that you can use on your computer or on your mobile device. Let's get on with today's text. Here's Alf.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je viens d'avoir une conversation intéressante. J'arrivais de ma promenade matinale et mon voisin, Monsieur Bogéro, était dans son jardin. Nous avons causé un peu du temps et des rénovations de la maison. Monsieur Bogéro m'a demandé si je tirais ou si je pointais. Et je lui ai dit que je ne comprenais pas ce qu'il disait. En fait, il est président de la société de pétanque de notre village. Et il m'a invité à une partie de pétanque cet après-midi. Je ne sais toujours pas si je tirerai ou si je pointerai. Mais bon, ce sera ma première partie de boule. Tout se passe bien dans le cours de français. Cette semaine, nous avons appris un peu plus sur le subjonctif, ce que je trouve très difficile. Il faut l'utiliser après des expressions comme « il faut que » et « bien que ». Alors, bien que ce soit difficile, je pense que je commence à comprendre. Sandrine nous a demandé d'utiliser le subjonctif au moins une fois dans notre journal de cette semaine. Alors voilà, j'espère que je l'ai bien utilisé. J'ai parlé aussi un peu plus avec Katie, la jeune américaine, à propos de l'éducation. Elle aimerait être institutrice, donc je lui ai dit qu'elle pourra parler avec Jennifer quand elle arrivera. Jennifer a été institutrice pendant 35 ans. Donc, elle pourra lui donner des conseils je pense. Je vous ai dit la semaine dernière que je suis à la recherche d'une école de cuisine. J'en ai trouvé une à Nice, près du marché aux fleurs. Il y a un cours pour les débutants ce week-end. Donc, je me suis inscrit et j'espère apprendre beaucoup de choses. Je vous raconterai tout. Bon, c'est tout pour cette semaine. À bientôt.
Let's take a closer look at Alf's text. He begins by greeting us and then says that he has just had an interesting conversation.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je viens d'avoir une conversation intéressante.
Now, this conversation took place as he was coming back or returning, or indeed arriving, from his morning walk.
J'arrivais de ma promenade matinale et mon voisin, Monsieur Bogero, était dans son jardin.
So, Alf's neighbor, Monsieur Bogero, était dans son jardin. He was in his garden. Listen to this next section and see if you can tell me what they chatted about.
Nous avons causé un peu du temps et des rénovations de la maison.
So they chatted about le temps. Nous avons causé un peu du temps. About the weather. Et des rénovations de la maison. And about the house renovations. The renovations of the house. Have a listen to this next sentence. Monsieur Bogero asks Alf something, and he uses very specific vocabulary belonging to the world of pétanque, the French game of boule.
Monsieur Bogero m'a demandé si je tirais ou si je pointais, et je lui ai dit que je ne comprenais pas ce qu'il disait.
So these two verbs, tirer and pointer, come from the world of boule, from the world of pétanque. And the particular phrase that Monsieur Bogero is referring to is a common phrase used in the game of boule. Tu tires ou tu pointes? Tu tires ou tu pointes? But Alf told Monsieur Bogero that he wasn't understanding what he was saying. Je ne comprenais pas ce qu'il disait.
Et je lui ai dit que je ne comprenais pas ce qu'il disait.
Alf goes on to explain a little more.
En fait, il est président de la société de pétanque de notre village. Et il m'a invité à une partie de pétanque cet après-midi.
In fact, Monsieur Bogero is the president of the pétanque society of the village. And Alf says, il m'a invité à une partie de pétanque cet après-midi. He has invited me to a pétanque match or a pétanque game this afternoon. So with regard to the match this afternoon, Alf says he doesn't know yet if he will tear or point, if he'll shoot or place. But either way, it will be his first game of boule, first game of pétanque.
Je ne sais toujours pas si je tirerai ou si je pointerai. Mais bon, ce sera ma première partie de boule.
Alf now turns his attention to the French lessons he's taking part in, along with Veronica and Katie.
Tout se passe bien dans le cours de français. Cette semaine, nous avons appris un peu plus sur le subjonctif.
So this week, they've been learning a little more about the subjunctive, as we've already heard, from Katie and Veronica.
Il faut l'utiliser après des expressions comme il faut que et bien que.
So, as we know, we need to use the subjunctive after expressions such as il faut que and bien que. So, Alf gives us an example.
Alors, bien que ce soit difficile, je pense que je commence à comprendre.
So, using bien que, although it is difficult, bien que ce soit difficile, je pense que je commence à comprendre. Alf thinks he's beginning to understand.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, whom you may recognise as the voice of Alf, and we discuss the cultural text and answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so let's continue. Alf has been speaking a little more with Katie this week.
J'ai parlé aussi un peu plus avec Katie, la jeune américaine, à propos de l'éducation.
À propos de? About, or on the subject of. So they've been talking about l'éducation, education. In fact, as Katie has explained to him, elle aimerait être institutrice.
Elle aimerait être institutrice.
And institutrice is the word used for a primary school teacher. Elle voudrait, or elle aimerait être institutrice. So Alf has made a suggestion. Have a listen and try to work out what that suggestion is.
Elle aimerait être institutrice. Donc je lui ai dit qu'elle pourra parler avec Jennifer quand elle arrivera. Jennifer a été institutrice pendant 35 ans. Donc, elle pourra lui donner des conseils, je pense.
So, in the first section, he says, je lui ai dit qu'elle pourra parler avec Jennifer. I, to her, have said that she will be able to speak. Elle pourra parler with Jennifer quand elle arrivera. Now, we've got a quand here, referring to a future time when Jennifer arrives. Therefore, the verb to arrive has to be in the future. Quand elle arrivera. And Alf goes on to explain why he's making this suggestion.
Jennifer a été institutrice pendant 35 ans. Donc, elle pourra lui donner des conseils, je pense.
So, Jennifer was a primary teacher for 35 years. Donc, elle pourra lui donner des conseils. So she will be able to give her, to give Katie, some advice, des conseils. Alf has one more thing to tell us about this week. As we know, he's looking for a cookery school. He wants to learn how to cook.
Je vous ai dit la semaine dernière que je suis à la recherche d'une école de cuisine.
Well, this week, Alf has some good news.
J'en ai trouvé une à Nice, près du marché aux fleurs.
So he's found one in Nice,
J'en ai trouvé une à Nice, près du marché aux fleurs, near the flower market. He explains that there's a course this weekend for beginners.
Il y a un cours pour les débutants ce week-end. Donc, je me suis inscrit et j'espère apprendre beaucoup de choses.
So he signed up for the course, je me suis inscrit, and he hopes to learn lots of things. J'espère apprendre beaucoup de choses. And Alf will tell us everything.
Je vous raconterai tout.
So it's now time to listen again to Alf's text, and hopefully this time you'll understand a little more based on our discussion of the text.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je viens d'avoir une conversation intéressante. J'arrivais de ma promenade matinale et mon voisin, Monsieur Bogero, était dans son jardin. Nous avons causé un peu du temps et des rénovations de la maison. Monsieur Bogero m'a demandé si je tirais ou si je pointais. Et je lui ai dit que je ne comprenais pas ce qu'il disait. En fait, il est président de la société de pétanque de notre village. Et il m'a invité à une partie de pétanque cet après-midi. Je ne sais toujours pas si je tirerai ou si je pointerai. Mais bon, ce sera ma première partie de boule. Tout se passe bien dans le cours de français. Cette semaine, nous avons appris un peu plus sur le subjonctif, ce que je trouve très difficile. Il faut l'utiliser après des expressions comme « il faut que » et « bien que ». Alors, bien que ce soit difficile, je pense que je commence à comprendre. Sandrine nous a demandé d'utiliser le subjonctif au moins une fois dans notre journal de cette semaine. Alors voilà. J'espère que je l'ai bien utilisé. J'ai parlé aussi un peu plus avec Katie, la jeune américaine, à propos de l'éducation. Elle aimerait être institutrice, donc je lui ai dit qu'elle pourra parler avec Jennifer quand elle arrivera. Jennifer a été institutrice pendant 35 ans. Donc, elle pourra lui donner des conseils, je pense. Je vous ai dit la semaine dernière que je suis à la recherche d'une école de cuisine. J'en ai trouvé une à Nice, près du marché aux fleurs. Il y a un cours pour les débutants ce week-end. Donc, je me suis inscrit et j'espère apprendre beaucoup de choses. Je vous raconterai tout. Bon, c'est tout pour cette semaine. À bientôt.
So that's it for this week. If you'd like to find out more about the language used in Alf's text, then you can use the extended version of this particular lesson. And that's available as part of the members' materials for this course. And you can find them at coffeebreakfrench.com. As well as a line-by-line analysis of the text, we provide lesson notes in PDF format and also as an EPUB, which you can use on your mobile device. And if you really want to test your listening skills, then you can also use the normal speed version of Alf's text, which is read at full speed, just the way Alf would speak in real life, or at least the person who plays the character of Alf in our recordings. Okay, that's where we'll leave it for this week. We hope you've enjoyed it. Once more, find everything you need to know about Coffee Break French at coffeebreakfrench.com. In the meantime, merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à la prochaine!
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.